passed up.
Okay. What about some cruel or joking terms? Somebody might say, well, I'm glad to hear that old skin flip finally.
Flip the bucket. Hit the bucket.
Okay. Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.
Okay. The place where people are buried, you call that a
cemetery.
Okay. And they're buried, the box they're buried in, that's a
casket.
Okay. The ceremony for the person is called his
funeral.
Okay. What about if the people are attending the funeral and they're dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Okay. What would you say to somebody on an average day if he asked you, well, how you doing? How do you get along?
I'm fine.
Okay. Or say if the children are out late and your wife's getting a little excited about it, you might tell, well, now they'll be home all right, just don't
panic.
Or just don't
get upset.
Don't begin with a W. Don't blank about it. It'll be okay.
Oh, no worry about it.
Okay. What about a disease of the joints? Might say I've got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. Things like that.
Rheumatism.
Now, is there a difference or are they the same?
They both hurt. I don't know what happened to him.
What about a disease that children used to die from? They'd get these, their throat, inside of their throat would swell and they would suffocate.
Tonsillitis?
Or, you used to get a Schick test for it.
Diphtheria?
Okay. And a disease that causes a person's skin and eyeball to turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. What about if I get a severe pain right about here, I might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. And if I eat something and it disagrees with me violently, I might have to
vomit.
Okay. Is there anything else you would say mean the same thing, so-and-so?
Might throw up or regurgitate.
Okay. What about a crude or joking term for it?
Puke.
Okay. But vomit, throw up, regurgitate, those would all be pretty much neutral terms?
I think so. Mostly people use vomit, you know, now.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost forgotten how they used to use puke.
Okay. You ever heard about people say upchuck?
Yeah.
How does that strike you? Joking or?
Well, it's you know, sort of
rude.
Colloquial word, you know, it's not as acceptable. I guess it depends on who you talk to.
Okay, but the expression is?
Upchuck.
Okay. Somebody who's like that, you say he's sick where?
On the stomach.
Okay. Alright. Say if, talking about courtship, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and he's evidently serious about her, you say he's doing what?
He's courting.
Can people still use that?
Not really.
What would you substitute her?
He's seeing her.
Okay. And he would be her what?
Boyfriend.
And she's his?
Girlfriend.
Alright, and if he comes home with lipstick all over him, his little brother would say, uh-huh, you've been
kissing her.
What if he asks her to marry him, but she doesn't want to? You say she did what to him?
She refused it.
Right. But maybe if she didn't, they went ahead and got
married.
What about the man who stands up with the groom at a wedding? He's the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride?
It's the maid of honor.
Okay. Around here, have you ever heard of any kind of noisy, raucous ceremony that went on after the wedding where a lot of people followed the couple back to a house and fired shotguns and generally misbehaved, raised Cain?
I don't know what you would call that, but I resent the statement that you made, raising Cain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just had to get that in. Everybody always raised Cain. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of chivalry or serenade? Haven't heard of those. Okay. All right. say if there's a party going on in the neighborhood and it gets out of hand, somebody calls the police and they come, they don't arrest just one person, they arrest the
whole gang.
Okay. Talking about direction here, if you had visited somebody in Miami, you would say, I saw so-and-so when I was...
in Miami?
All right, what if you were in Atlanta? I saw him when...
when I was on my trip.
All right, you were saying, I met old so-and-so when I was...
in Atlanta.
Okay. What about Dothan?